conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He is fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars. It's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Monday, November 25th, 2024, and this is the Culture War. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Well, we got some breaking news right here live on LFA TV. And this information is going viral, going absolutely viral. Let me share. Let me just get right to it here. So Jack Smith, you know, the same. I call him Jack Beep Smith, and I'm pretty sure you can figure out what the beep is. Well, Jack Smith decided to, he filed paperwork to dismiss the J6 prosecution against President Donald J. Trump. There was nothing there to begin with. It was a whole waste of time. But why do you think he dropped it now? Oh, let's see, because he's afraid of them coming after him. They should still go after him. I'm just being straight up with you. I don't care how much Jack Smith does this, there needs to be a lesson in all of this. When you do corruption, there needs to be not necessarily retaliation, but there need to be consequences. Absolutely need to be consequences. Jack Smith, look what he did. And no one even appointed him to the position other than Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland appointed him to that position. Never went through a Senate hearing to get confirmed. Not at all. They just, hey, we want you to go after President Trump. And they put him there. Total corruption. He should get the benefit of the knowing what it's like to be targeted. It's not even necessarily targeted. You know, I guess mainly personally, I want him to be targeted because of what he did. But there need to be consequences. Let me just put it that way. Well, let me share this really quick report on this because this is breaking news. Just learned this information right before we came on. It's blowing up. It's going everywhere right now. Listen to this report.
We've got some breaking news out of D.C. David Spunt reporting right now. Special Counsel Jack Smith is seeking to dismiss the Trump election interference case in Washington, D.C. We should note that this was expected. We've been reporting for a few weeks now that this would happen since the DOJ cannot prosecute a sitting president. Today, this news brings us one step closer to this case formally being dropped. The judge is going to need approval for this before anything is officially dismissed, as David's reporting, and that could come as soon as today. I believe David Spunt is up now. He's got this news for us. David.
Well, hey, Sandra, after almost 2 years of this Jack Smith saga, things seem to be ending for him. We just need the judge to sign off on it. After thousands of pages and hundreds of hours of interviews, it comes down to just 6 pages. Jack Smith, the special counsel, asking Judge Tanya Chutkan to dismiss this superseding indictment. This is the election interference case in Washington, D.C., where Donald Trump was charged with trying to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Ultimately, Smith says that DOJ does not prosecute sitting presidents.
They shouldn't have never done it in the first place. He knew that he was in the wrong. On January 6th of 2021, President Trump never incited any violence. President Trump never actually called for anyone to be attacked. President Trump told people be peaceful. They didn't have a case to begin with. Jack Smith, Merrick Garland, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, even Mitch McConnell, all of these corrupt career criminal politicians, every last one of them should suffer the consequences for what they have done. Every last one of them. I don't think, you know what, if anything, let them escape from the country. If they leave the country, make it to where they can never come back to the United States of America, I would be fine with that. I'll be fine with that. No more communications either inside of the United States of America. Cut them off completely. It's either that or go to prison. Do y'all disagree with me? And I'm even talking about Nancy Pelosi and all of this. Because you've seen the videos with Nancy Pelosi saying, well, you know what, we should have done something. I should have done more. I could have. It was my responsibility. Nancy Pelosi saying this. And of course, they created that entire fake. Nothing legit about it at all. January 6th committee. It was completely fake. They didn't have it in a normal setting. They didn't have it in a normal location. They completely brought it up for a whole production. And they did it for public opinion against President Donald Trump. And guess what? The American people rose to the occasion. The American people said, nope, we're not buying it. It's the same thing like with all these other cases that they've done to President Trump. And I'm just sitting there thinking about it. I went to this restaurant. Actually, my producer was with me. I went to this barbecue joint this past weekend. And while I'm sitting there in this barbecue joint, most of the time when I go into, you know, restaurants or whatever, I have my MAGA hat with me. But, you know, when you're getting food, I kind of remove it. I'm just being honest with y'all. I'm 100% MAGA. But I don't want any extra special seasoning sauce or secret sauce in my food. I was getting some barbecue sauce and potato salad and some, you know, some macaroni and cheese, et cetera, et cetera. So I didn't want anything extra other than what they were giving me. But anyways, we've got our food and we're sitting down. We're just, you know, just sitting there minding our own business. And there's two black guys sitting next to us and they're talking about President Trump. And they're highly upset saying, how in the world can this man be convicted of 34 felonies and he still can be president? You know how he can still be president? And I started to say something to him. But I couldn't hear completely everything that they were saying, so I kind of stayed out of the conversation. You know, a lot of times people just want to stay out of the conversations anyway. But I almost wanted to say the reason, what came to my mind is that the reason why President Trump is not being held responsible for this shenanigans that they did against him, because majority of the people in this country voted not guilty. See, Judge Machan, he said only four of those sitting on the jury pool, only four needed to agree that President Trump was guilty. Well, more than half the country said he's not guilty. And guess what? Our votes count. This should let you know right here how important your vote is. Your vote kept President Trump from jail. You understand what I'm telling you? Your vote. Every last one of you. And I've been saying this ever since President Trump won the election. I said, you know what? Thank you to all of you that went out and voted for President Trump. Your vote kept President Trump out of jail. Our vote superseded the four people that they had on the jury trying to put President Trump in jail. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I know you do. I know you do. So now listen to this one. Here's Goldman. Goldman is highly upset that Jack Smith filed the paperwork to dismiss the case against President Trump. This is breaking news right now. Well, listen to Goldman, because, you know, Goldman, he's like another Adam Schiff. He replaced Adam Schiff in the House as this ultimate write-down liar. I don't know why they haven't censored him as of yet. Maybe because they just got so accustomed to politicians lying. They're like, okay, well, he's lying. Okay. They censored Adam Schiff for lying. Why is this dude not being censored? Remember his role in the Hunter Biden laptop? Remember that? He should be censured.
I think it is a shame for justice in this country. It establishes that Donald Trump is above the law. The Supreme Court put him above the law in that opinion that Paula just mentioned. But now he appears to escape full accountability for what were crimes charged by a grand jury. And I would just add one other thing that we ought to pay close attention to. We cannot normalize the fact that Donald Trump, as the president-elect, should not be held accountable for crimes that he committed before.
You see this? So they're telling everyone that President Trump should just be held accountable for it, and there was nothing there to begin with. President Trump didn't do anything wrong. Jack Smith, along with Goldman and the other Democrats, they were just fishing. They were fishing for any reason to try to stop President Trump. And now all of it's starting to come to a head. This is because they thought they could stop President Trump. They thought they could stop him. You can take him off the screen. All of the people that were trying to prevent President Trump from being on a ballot, they should be held responsible for all their criminal activity. They should be held for they should have consequences. All of these people came up with these fraudulent charges against President Trump, consequences. All of the people, the four indictments, everyone who's behind each one of those four indictments, consequences. Whoever gave the order and whoever was involved in the raid of Mar-a-Lago, not once but twice, consequences. And see, the reason why I'm saying that they need to be held responsible for this, and there need to be consequences for what they've done, because if they don't do this, if President Trump doesn't do it, if the people that he's appointing to work with him, if they don't do this, it only means that these Democrats, they're going to do it again in the future. As soon as they get in the position to control the FBI, the DOJ, CIA, like they do right now, the NSA, et cetera, et cetera, they're going to do it again. Except for the next time they come around, they're going to be so aggressive. They're going to do it so blatantly corrupt. And they're going to do it full on Nazi Gestapo style. 100%. And while we're sitting there complaining about it, because we complained about it this entire time that they were doing it to President Trump, never, ever happened in this country before, never in the history of the United States of America. We all complained about it. We all complained. The next time, if they don't stop these people, the very next time these Democrats get into power, y'all not hearing me. The very next time they get into power, guess what's going to happen? They're going to lock up people like they did January 6th people. Well, I call them constitutionalists, but it's going to be even worse the next time around. It's what they've done for the past 3.5 plus 4 years is going to be a cakewalk compared to what they're going to do next. I don't think y'all hearing me. See, they're so angry right now. They're so mad that President Trump won because of the American people, because of you. They're so angry. They're thinking about how to get even, not with President Trump. Because see, after these 4 years, President Trump, he's going to be retired. He's truly going to sit on a beach somewhere. He's truly just going to golf the rest of his days. After these 4 years, he's done. He may go out and do some couple of speaking engagements or something like that. May show up, do a few interviews here and there. But after President Trump brings this country back on track, he's going to retire. And he's going to rightfully so, he's going to earn that. And no one should be able to take that from him. He's going to be able to retire and just relax and hope. In hopes that the people that he leaves the country with will do the right thing. But as soon as the Democrats get an opportunity, let me give you an example. The midterm elections are coming up. If the Democrats are successful in stealing this midterm election from the Republicans, because currently right now the Republicans have it. They have both the House and the Senate. But if the Democrats are successful in getting either one of them, primarily the House, they're going to start articles of impeachment on President Trump. So President Trump and his team right now, they need to get these people and they need to lock them up and they need to go ahead. And if they're going to call President Trump a dictator because he's upholding the law, then allow them to do that. They're going to do it regardless. Because we're at war in this country. We really are. And some people still haven't figured it out. A lot of people are still thinking, well, things are just, you know what? Things will get better. Things will get better. You know, we voted President Trump in. This is what we wanted. We got what we wanted. We're going to have a great Thanksgiving. Yes, we are. And we have a lot to be thankful for. We're going to have a great Christmas. Because we voted President Trump back into office, the biggest or the most incredible political comeback in American history. You and I, we got to experience this. The Democrats got to experience it as well. They're all scrambling right now. You got the Communist News Network, MSDNC, the liberal elites. They're all scrambling right now, pointing fingers at everybody but themselves. As soon as these people get into a position where they can wreak havoc, they are going to. We've already seen the playbook, but the next time it comes around, I am telling y'all right now, the next time it comes around, they're going to be extra mad, because they're extra mad right now. Why do you think they're not rioting in the streets? Are y'all not questioning that? Why do you think they don't have people all throughout the country right now rioting? Now, there was some little pockets first came up, Transtifa and BLM. But you notice they all kind of died down. See, they all got the memo. Now's not the time. Now's not the time. Because you're going to make the Democrat Party look worse than it already is. Now is not. I'm telling y'all, they got the orders to pipe it down. That's why you don't see them out there any longer. You notice that? Give it time. The closer we get to January 2025, the angrier and angrier these people are going to get, and that's when the violence is going to start kicking up. You've been warned. Y'all need to get geared up. Y'all need to get bullet up. I'm telling you right now. Let me talk about some of this other stuff that the Democrats have been using to destroy this great country. And that is on our southern border. And now you have, which I've seen the videos and I've shared them, and most of the other people have been sharing these videos, where you have governors and mayors and even some politicians creating the shadow coalition, which is a shadow government, and it's already been there. But now they're out in the open with it. And they're saying that they're going to use every asset at their disposal to fight the federal government, to fight President Trump for deporting hardened criminals. Did you hear me? The Democrats want to fight ICE. They want to fight the FBI once we get all of this cleaned up. They want to fight President Trump from deporting hardened criminals. And President Trump has made it clear. If you're, and look, and you know what? Some conservatives don't even like this about President Trump. Do y'all know this? President Trump has made it clear that he wants, for people that are trying to do right by their family, let's say it's a father, a mother with a child. President Trump is like, we're not going to go for them first, but he's going to give them an opportunity to do the right thing. But these hardened criminals, they're not going to do the right thing. They're not going to deport themselves. The hardened criminals believe that they need to fight. And they believe because they have the help of the governor and these mayors that they're going to be able to fight the federal government. And you even have it to the point to where you have politicians saying that they're going to help. What are they going to do? Are they going to give them military arms to the drug cartel? Fast and Furious sound familiar to anybody? Listen to Byron Donalds as he's talking about this, because the cabinet picks are driving them batty. These people need to be deported.
What are these Democrat governors missing? You know, you hear the governor of Illinois, the governor of New York, the governor of New Jersey coming out saying, we're not going to help President Trump deport anybody. Don't come for my people. Are they unaware that those people actually voted for Trump's agenda?
Listen, Democrat politicians have had a Marie Antoinette view of America for quite some time, and they have not been concerned about the plight of the American people. Donald Trump has been concerned. That's why his mandate is overwhelming. And if they decide that they're going to oppose deportations that 57% of the American people want to see enacted, then they're going to have more political losses in the future. But that is because the Democrat Party has wanted open borders and mass illegal immigration for decades. They had it under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It has been soundly rejected. So President Trump and his team are going to deport illegal immigrants out of the United States. That is the right thing to do. That's what the American people want to see happen. And if they stand in the way of this, they're going to have to reap more losses in the future politically, because the American people have had enough. They want real change, and Donald Trump is going to bring it.
President Trump is going to bring it. And this is what we wanted. This is the mandate. And this is what we voted for President Trump. You have Republicans and Democrats alike both voted for President Trump to deport these illegals. We all voted for this. We all voted for it. And yes, these people, they're taking black jobs. You know, the Democrats, every time I bring that up, you know, I go into these liberal, it's not even, I guess it's TikTok what I'm talking about. I want to go on TikTok, and on TikTok, they have it where people can connect and you can go in there and talk to people. And I remember there was this black female on there, and I know it gets them triggered every time. And I brought up that they're taking black jobs. And of course, they lost their everlasting mind. Lost their everlasting mind. And it's not just the fact that they're taking black jobs. They're taking American jobs. This is what it comes down to. And that's essentially what President Trump was saying. But the Democrats, what President Trump was addressing, the Democrats dropped these illegal immigrants off into the hood, into black community. Well, what jobs are these black people occupying? There's black people losing their jobs to illegals. Because Joe Biden, the Democrats, dropped these illegals off in black communities. So those black jobs that black people were holding went away. But they don't want to address that. They want to look the other way. You know what it really comes down to? That these Democrats love slave labor. They really do. Well, we have the mayor for Denver. Let me put this up on the screen. The mayor for Denver. He threatens to deploy cops, 50,000 residents. How do you say that? To Tiananmen Square? Y'all help me out there. Movement to stop Trump's mass deportation. So he's going to deploy police officers. He's going to deploy. You hear that? You see this? Are y'all seeing this? Is this registering? He's going to deploy police officers to fight against President Trump's deportation.
And he says residents will.
And residents.
So he's literally
He's calling on 50,000 residents to take up arms? I mean, because what else would he be saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I said this a couple of days ago. I said this is basically going to cause a civil war in some of these states. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, there's going to be rioting like during George Floyd, right? There's going to be and he's literally calling for it. When you have a governor of a state coming out and saying, I want all of you to come out with police officers and fight against the military that's coming in to deport people, what are you doing there? What do you do? You're calling for a war. You're literally calling for an insurrection against a federal government that has issued a mandate.
This is what they want. You know, I've been the first one to constantly tell everybody that the Democrats, they try to create chaos. If there's not a chaos that they can't take advantage of, y'all have heard that expression before. The first time I heard it was from Hillary Rodham Clinton. Let no crisis go to waste. So if there's not one for them to take advantage of, they will create one. And that's exactly what they've done here. The Democrats brought all of these illegals, these criminals, hardened criminals into the United States of America because they need the chaos. If they can't get the chaos to pop off from Putin shooting a nuke, because that's what they're trying to do there, And put as of right now, Putin has not taken the bait. You understand what I'm telling you? Putin has not taken the bait as of yet. But he doesn't want to look weak at the same time. So because Putin hasn't taken the bet, the Democrats is like, okay, well, we need to do something else here in the United States of America to cause disruption.
Well, you know,
they need it to happen before January 20th. And let me be clear about this, too. If there's a World War III pop-off, they cannot prevent President Trump from going into the White House. If someone tells you that Joe Biden can call martial law to stop President Trump from going to the White House, they're not telling you factual information. I encourage every single person to go look that information up. President Trump will be in the White House regardless. The only problem here is that if there's World War III, if we got total chaos happening in the streets of the United States of America, President Trump is going to have to focus on that. And that's what they want. They want President Trump to focus on chaos, kind of like they did the pandemic. Were you going to say, Shannon?
I was going to say, yeah, interesting about what's happening in the Middle East, too. BRICS is reporting that now the UK and France are talking about stepping in to the war in Ukraine if the United States is to withdraw. Right. So because right now we're there. But here's the sticky part. They even admit that if they go on the ground in Ukraine, you're literally initiating NATO in the war. Well, same thing if America is there. We should be literally we're inserting NATO into it. But anyways, it just shows that even if the United States pulls out, there are other countries that have money interests and are talking about engaging in the war if we step aside. So so once again, they're going against Trump too. So Trump has a fight.
But that's the whole point.
Yeah. Fight everywhere. And we knew this was going to happen. We said this. The minute he, you know, a peaceful transition, this is not going to be a peaceful transition. And by that, I mean, they're not going to be, at Capitol Hill, but they're going to be in the streets. Just like this mayor said, they're going to be fighting back. And it's going to be bigger than J6, I hate to tell you. It's going to be bigger.
You know,
and these are the people that are like so against insurrection. Well, then sit down and let Trump do his job that millions of people hired him to do. And that is to deport the people that we feel like do not deserve to be here at this point. Because they didn't come in the right way.
No, they didn't come in the right way. Hold on. What I was doing is...
Reading.
Huh?
Are you reading?
No, I'm sharing this. I'm drinking my own Kool-Aid. You know, I'm always asking everyone to share it.
It's probably a little slow today just because people are getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Everyone is getting ready for Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for, but you know what? There we go.
Brian said that he has his frozen dinner ready.
Must be nice.
However you want to do it.
Must be nice.
What do you mean must be nice? You don't do any cooking, so what does it matter to you?
That's what the frozen dinner is for. I got you. Let me share Rand Paul has to say about the whole issue, you know, because the Democrats are trying to use this illegal immigration they don't even call it illegal immigration. They say that the Republicans are against immigration. And that's how they're pushing it. That's how they're fear mongering.
And they say, don't get rid of our residents. They're not a resident.
And it's not residents.
States.
If you went somewhere, if you're illegal and you've already broken the law, you're illegal. You broke the law. Listen to this.
That the mayor of Denver, if he's going to resist federal law, which there's a long-standing history of the supremacy of federal law, if he's going to resist that, it will go all the way to the Supreme Court. And I would suspect that he would be removed from office. I don't know whether or not there'd be a criminal prosecution for someone resisting federal law, but he will lose. And people need to realize that what he is offering is a form of insurrection where the states resist the federal government. Most people objected to that and rejected that long ago. So I think the mayor of Denver is on the wrong side of history. And really, I think will face legal ramifications if he doesn't obey the federal law.
You know what? And that's exactly what it is. It is a form of insurrection because he's actually calling out police officers and residents to pick up arms against the federal government.
Yeah, to harbor illegals. And Homan already cited that there's a law against that. Was it at some section 1023 where it says you cannot harbor illegals? And that's what they want to do. They want to get in the way, harbor these people, so the military, the government can't come in and remove them. That is against the law, federal law at that. These people are really creating a dangerous, they're going to get somebody hurt.
But that's the
point. And it's going to be on their hands.
But that's the point. That's the point. And then they're going to, guess who they're going to blame? They're going to blame President Trump, because President Trump is deporting innocent people, is what they're going to say. President Trump is deporting citizens of America. And the way they make the connection of it being citizens is because you have two adults that are legal, and then they have a child that was born here in the United States of America. And Homan already said, don't separate the family, deport them all together. Keep the children with the parents. The parents broke the law coming into the country to begin with. And all they have to do is do the right thing. Do the right thing. And they keep saying, well, we need to work on immigration laws. The Democrats want to fast track these people, automatically register them as Democrats, and have them vote in every election. And see, we have an opportunity right now in the federal government. We have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to stop all of this. We have an opportunity to stop all of this. Someone just put a question in the chat. I'm not sure what it means. It goes, Will, when did accept Christ?
When did you accept Christ?
Is that what you're asking? When did I accept Christ?
That's what I think they're asking.
I think so. When I accept Christ, I accepted Christ many, 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 many years ago. When I was young. Actually, I was young. I remember I was about, I think I was maybe 17. No, I was probably about 18. 17 or 18 when I got baptized. Water baptized. And I've accepted Christ many years ago. I accepted Christ before that, but I didn't. I remember getting baptized when I was about 17 to 18. And I'll never forget it. It says, Will accepted Christ when he was a kid. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Someone's been watching. I accepted Christ many, many years ago. And I'm kind of, now, some liberals would do this. They will make the connection talking about, well, how can you call yourself a Christian and you want to deport these people? Do you think when God opens up the gates of heaven that you can just be a complete sinner and you get to go into heaven and constantly sin? This is my thinking on it. Now, are we all sinners? Absolutely. Do we need to repent? Absolutely. If you did something wrong, do you need to suffer the consequences for it? Absolutely. We just don't get a pass. These people, no one is saying that these people cannot come to America. No one is saying that. What needs to be said, and what's not said enough, is that people need to come the right way. Put it this way. For all of you that watch Will Johnson on a day-to-day basis, if I came to your house and knocked on your door and you saw me at your door, would you allow me in? Would you let me into your home? Some of you, more than likely, yes. You know, just have a conversation. Some of you would open the door and let me in. But for all of you that just said yes, if I came to your home and I came in through your side window, how would you feel about me then? That's an entirely different story. And yes, the United States of America is our home. We don't want people coming in through the side window, through the back door. Come to the front door. You're more likely we'll let you in. That's how it works. But the Democrats, they have a sinister reason on why they're wanting to allow illegals into the country. They have a sinister reason. They're not trying to bring people into the country because they're wanting to do the right thing. They're wanting to bring illegals into the country because they love slave labor. And see, a lot of Democrats go, but Will Johnson, they're getting paid to work out in these fields. You know how much they're getting paid to work out in these fields? It's not minimum wage. And they and these field workers can they can these you know they can pay them whatever they want to pay these field workers because they're getting paid under the table. They're illegal. They're not supposed to be here. And all of these Democrats, they know this. Everybody in the entire country knows this information. We all know it. It's like we turn a blind eye to it, that these people are here working in these fields for practically nothing. That is slave labor. And which party loves slave labor? You know, they keep saying that the party switch. Was there ever a switch? Absolutely not. There was never a switch. The Democrats are still doing slave labor. Listen to this. This is them actually talking about slave labor on the Communist News Network. Now, of course, they're not saying the word slave labor, but I want y'all to keep that in mind when y'all hear this, slave labor.
Inflation will go up. One of the reasons inflation has been lower in the last few years is that we've had a lot more immigration.
Did it go up when Obama deported 5 million people? I think concerns about this are overblown. We've got 1.6 million people with deportation orders right now and another violent population. I mean, I don't think that alone is going to drive up the cost of groceries in the short term. And people want it to happen.
You don't think mass deportations will affect the labor force or people, agriculture industry?
Or building houses to bring down the cost.
Even if you're pro it, you have to consider that. I mean,
I think if you exit people that have already have deportation orders from the court and you exit people who are violent criminals, that is in no way, shape, or form going to hurt the economy, but it just might make people feel a little safer about their communities.
Way more than that.
And obviously, Trump trusts him. And I do think Bessent has the ability to translate MAGA, you know, to Wall Street audiences and to financial audiences. And that's a good thing. I mean, we live in a communications world. The policies are one thing, but then you have to tell people what you're doing, why you're doing it, and why it's good for the country. I mean, a lot of what happens, I think, in the financial world is based on confidence. Do we have confidence in what the government is doing? Do we have confidence in the president and his team? This is obviously a confidence pick. And so I think it'll be good. I think in the first term, Treasury was one of his most successful cabinets, set up to be another round of that in the second go around, which is vital for him since he's an economic kind of guy.
Yeah,
and hold on. There were plenty of people who were around that and plenty of things in that that are basic standard Republican stuff, like, you know, cutting the size of the federal government, reducing.
So let me stop it there. So, you know, I like when he put these videos together and this, you know, Scott Jennings put these videos together to prove points of what's happening on the Communist News Network. But the point of this video was to talk about the slave labor and that they're bringing in these illegals to work jobs that Americans don't want to work. So that's the justification. Is that the justification? I don't think so. See, what happens, and look, I don't think, is there anybody right now in the chat that's watching this? Would you have a problem with Americans working these jobs? I don't. I've worked jobs that I didn't care for in the past. Americans will work the jobs. See, the thing is, they found a loophole, and these Democrats love slave labor to pay these people practically nothing. And isn't it ironic that these Democrats are the first ones to scream about minimum wage? See, it's okay to scream about minimum wage in places that where it will cause the inflation to go up, where it will cause prices of everything to go up, right? But they never talk about minimum wage when it comes to the slave labor of these people out there picking fruit and vegetables. They never talk about it then. And what a lot of people don't know, that a lot of these jobs that these people were doing in the past have been replaced by AI. Did you know that? How many of y'all knew that? Anybody? These jobs are being replaced by machinery. The AI is controlling the machinery. It is amazing technology. The machine goes out there and they pick the grapes. They're picking the oranges and the apples. And they're being more delicate with these fruits and vegetables than humans are. So they're able to mass produce it even quicker than people can. This is crazy. It is. I'm not completely all in with AI. AI has its place, but we need to be able to control it. But see, that's the part that they leave out. They always leave that information out. I got another one I want to share with you on these evil Democrats talking about these illegals coming into the country, because they're finding another reason to cause chaos in the United States of America, and they're going to use illegal immigrants to do it.
President elect Trump's threat to carry out mass deportations is putting immigrant communities across the nation on edge. Take Springfield, Ohio, where Trump accused Haitian immigrants without any evidence of eating pets. Well, many are now leaving the city fearing deportation. CBS.
Yes, it's already working. Anybody else got an issue with that? Anybody got an issue with the mass deportation already working? I don't.
Yes, Nicole Valdez spoke with a woman in Springfield about the uncertain future for her community.
Let me stop it one more time really quick. And the reason why I want to share this video, because they show this lady that's been here for many years. Apparently, she's been here illegally. So all of this time, why didn't she take the proper steps to try to become an American citizen? All of this time. So you mean to tell me the past 3.5 years where Joe Biden is importing all of these illegals and she has a business of her own, she didn't try to go and find out, what do I need to do so I can stay here? What do I can do so I can pay? Because she's paying taxes. Does she even have a Social Security? She started a business and she's illegal. I encourage every single person right now watching to go to another country, start a business, be there illegally for many, many years and see how it works out for you. She had the opportunity.
I just boiled that. It takes a long, long time to cook.
Ketly Moise fled unspeakable violence in her homeland of Haiti 6 years ago, hoping to find peace and a slice of the American dream.
I stay here. I do two jobs to make my business. That's why I don't go back, Haiti.
How many people do you think that you know have left Springfield?
I know almost 10 people.
And who are those people?
Friends, my neighbors.
She saved money for years and recently opened a restaurant. One of the thousands of Haitian immigrants building a life in Springfield, Ohio.
Can I get bongo? Can I help you?
Who now find themselves in the crosshairs of the incoming administration.
We're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country, and we're going to start with Springfield.
Moise, like most, are here legally through temporary protected status, which President-elect Trump has vowed to end.
I can't talk.
I know, it's difficult.
I'm scared because on my business, AD, is born. I lost my mom. Someone come in the business. They shoot my mom in the gun. Born my business. Yeah, deportation go back, Haiti. For me especially, I gonna be dying. I gonna be dead.
Many Haitians are leaving town, even Moise's own daughter. When your daughter told you she wanted to leave, did you think about also leaving?
Yes, I keep thinking about that.
So, again, I remember having a conversation with, just again, if she was here all this time, why not do what you need to do to stay in the country? Y'all, are y'all with me? Look, it's not that we're a heartless people.
Yeah.
That's not it at all.
You know, I was thinking
But I mean,
too.
Like, come on. You know, I mean, seriously, let's do the right thing.
You know, even as an American, if you break the law, let's say you don't get a business license, you don't do everything you're supposed to do, they're going to shut you down, right? You have to do what you're supposed to do. And listen, if you know it's the law, if you know you need to do the paperwork to become a legal citizen, if you know that the right way is through the front door and you don't do it the right way, then you are responsible for the consequences, not us. We're not responsible for you not doing it the right way. Now, do we have empathy on you not doing it the right way? Okay, we can have empathy with you, but you still, listen, even God forgives, but you still have to do what? Suffer the consequences of the decisions that you made knowingly. She knows what she did knowingly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just all this time, do the right thing. All this time. Well, hey, I believe and having a substantial percentage of my financial future secured with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a safe, secure, self-direct IRA where I have access to my assets, no matter what the stock market is doing or, for that matter, the federal government. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for the LFA audience. Simply click on the link in the description below or call the special 800 number and you could receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. But you got to give them a call. They will answer your questions. No matter how small you think that question is, they will answer your questions. Tell them Will Johnson from LFA sent you. Will Johnson from LFA sent you. Okay, now let me play this one. I like this young man here. This young man is strong, and this is what we need. This is part of the reason why they're terrified of President Trump's cabinet picks, because he's picking strong men and strong women. Yes. Just really quick before I play it. When we heard about Matt Gaetz dropping out, I told my producer, I said, you know what? They're going to regret it, because the person that President Trump brings after that, it's going to be, oh my goodness, we want Matt Gaetz back. And sure enough, President Trump put Pam Bondi in there and they all lost their minds. Now they're wanting Matt Gaetz to come back because they lost their minds about it. Well, listen to Holman. Listen to Holman as he's talking about with these all of these governors and these mayors trying to fight them on hardened criminals. And again, he's even mentioned it. He says, look, their goal is to go after the hardened criminals. That's who they're going after. So everybody else, if you're not a hardened criminal, you're not breaking, I mean, you're not continuously breaking the law. I mean, you already broke the law coming in illegally. He's giving them the opportunity to go out and do the right thing. But all these hardened criminals, there's no opportunity. If you're here come day one, you're going to be deported. It's probably going to be some fighting. I mean, shooting. That type of fighting happening on American soil.
Cooperate. I'm going to block you. Well, then federal funds should be slashed to that state. And I mean, hugely so. So the people of that state understand that the governor is the responsible party, that the mayor is the responsible party. They can beat their chest to be being sanctuary cities all they want. They're part of the United States, whether they like it or not. This is a federal issue. Even the governor of Texas, he's the one trying to enforce federal law against the Biden administration. That won't. But these states, much like the Confederacy, they want to go on their own. They want to do their own thing. To me, you've got a powerful weapon, among others, which is, okay, no federal funds. Boom. Last thoughts.
And that's going to happen. I guarantee you, President Trump will do that. But the second one, this administration's turned this world upside down. So now I'm being attacked, right? I got death threats. My family's not even living in my home right now. So all of a sudden, the guys who want to enforce the law are the bad guys. The guys who break the law are the victims. And for those mayors and those governors who say they're going to stop me from, stop ICE from doing their job, stop me from doing this job, listen to the Lake and Riley tape. Listen to the 17 minutes of this girl suffering, fighting for her life, fighting for her breath. This little girl didn't want to die. She fought like hell. And listen to that tape. That happens every day across this country at the hands of an illegal alien. And finally, I'll say this. President Trump has made it clear. We're going to prioritize public safety threats and national security threats right out of the gate because they pose the most danger to this country. What governor or mayor doesn't want public safety threats and national security threats out of their neighborhoods, out of their communities? That's your number one responsibility. So you can hate Trump all you want, but you got to love your community more than you hate President Trump.
You know, that's it right there. That's it right there. You should love your community more than you hate Donald Trump. But these people, the TDS, they hate Trump more than they hate the criminals. You understand? They hate Trump. They love the criminals. I mean, they even make a statue of the criminals. George Floyd, does that remind y'all of anything? Yeah, and are y'all still wondering? Let me bring this up really one more time. Are y'all still wondering why they haven't hit the streets with all the violence as of yet? Have you wondered yet? I'm telling you, they're gearing up. They're gearing up, and I'm gonna tell you right now, This is like the quiet before the storm. If you haven't start preparing for what's to come, you need to start doing it. And let's just say Will Johnson's wrong. Then you prepared for nothing, right? And then you can come back and say, Will, you were wrong. I did all this prep. I got ready for it to come and nothing happened. And I'm saying, okay, that's good. I'm glad nothing happened. Okay. And then you could be, and I give you permission to be upset with me because you prepared. I give you permission to be upset with me. Every last person watching right now, you have every right to be upset with me because you prepared for what's to come and nothing happens. I give you every right. And then, and for the, everyone who does prepare and something does happen, you don't even need to remember my name. You can care less. You're going to care less about my name at that point. You're going to care less about anything because you're going to care about take care of your family. You understand? See, I don't care about you remembering me because I told you to prepare now while the storm is kind of quiet. See, we're going into the holiday season and it's going to set in. I actually put a comment on X the other day and said, who's going to tell these leftist progressive Democrats? I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly how I said it. But who's going to tell these Democrats that President Trump won the 2024 election? Who's going to tell them? And a lot of people understand that because, you know, they haven't reacted yet. I mean, come on. We're talking about grown adults that act like tyrant children. That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And they haven't reacted yet. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to get ready. I hate to say this, that I've been right about a lot of this. I've been right about a lot of it. As soon as, let give you one example, as soon as I heard about Matt Gaetz, I told my producer, now I was just playing around. I said, look, what I tell you? And I was like patting myself on the back. I said, I told you. But it's just the point. You need to get ready for your family. Don't, regardless of what Will Johnson's saying, regardless of what anybody is saying, you know that these evil people, they're not going to give up on trying to destroy this country. Look what they're trying to do with World War III. That should say it all right there without Will Johnson telling you. Right? And I'm not asking you to prepare and get resources for you and your family so you can help Will Johnson. It's for your family. It's for your benefit. Because when it hits the fan, you're going to have to be a little selfish, just a little. Now, you're going to help other people by all means. I'm all about it. But you won't be able to help yourself or anybody else unless you prepare now. I'm just going to bring that tidbit of information up. Because, see, the Democrats, they're so angry right now about President Trump's picks. During 2016, they were talking about President Trump's picks, and they said it was like 1%. They were all happy about it. The country, the poll that they did. Look at this one. This was on the Communist News Network talking about the poll numbers of President Trump's picks 2016 versus 2024. Can we put it on the screen? Look at this. It's a really short clip, so you can leave it split screen here. Watch this.
I'm going to try and stay on my side of the screen.
Yeah, please
okay?
do. Please do. Distance. The space is safe here space. For a reason.
Yes.
How do Americans view this transition process now versus they did last time around?
Yes. Mr. Omar, take a look here. President Trump's transition net approval. You go back to November of 2016. Look at this. It was just at plus 1 point. Just at plus 1 point. That was well, well, well below the historical norm. Look at where we are today. Significantly higher, plus 18 points. That's 17 points higher on the presidential transition net approval rating.
17 points difference from 2016, 2024. The point one was President Trump's first time in office. Learning the lay of the land. This time, President Trump is coming in with hard, heavy hitters. And they're upset about it. Highly upset. Now, there was one. Where's the, is this it? Okay. I got to play this one for you, too, before we run out of time here. But first, let me tell you about Cozy Earth. Really quick, let me tell you about CozyEarth.com/LFA. Wrap your loved ones in luxury this Christmas. Transfer your home into a sanctuary with Cozy Earth this holiday season. Experience unparalleled comfort with our bamboo sheet sets and the versatile of Cityscape collection. The Cozy Earth is committed to quality and reasonable production, ensuring each product offers superior softness and durability with a 10-year warranty. The bamboo sheet set gift is the ultimate luxury. Bamboo sheet set is perfect for those who cherish a serenity escape every single night. These sheets offer temperature regulation, keeping you cool and comfortable for a restful sleep. The Cityscape Collection, cozy style, cozy, whatever, stay cozy. I'm trying to get this out. Stay cozy wherever you are, the holiday season, wherever it may take you, right? With the City Sweats and designed for comfort and style. The Cityscape Hoodie is perfect for, is your perfect companion for the holiday travels and lodging at home, lounging at home. Visit CozyEarth.com/LFA and use to get an exclusive 40% off. Use LFA. Use promo code LFA. And this is a great gift for the holiday season. It's a great gift. CozyEarth.com/LFA. Okay, let me get this other video in here before we run out of time really quick, because I got one more thing I want to talk about too. Listen to Hakeem Joffrey's up against Dan Bongino. Now, Dan Bongino, his name has been thrown in the hat, you know, for probably heading up the Secret Service, which I think is phenomenal. I would love to see it. But watch this interaction.
Mr. Bongino, Patrick Crucius was white. Is that correct?
Sir, I have no idea of his, I don't know his parentage.
He was white.
Again, I don't know why you're making a racial thing.
Reclaiming my time. Yeah. Because Black Lives Matter, sir.
Yeah, all lives matter, sir. Every single life matters. White, black, Asian,
Professor Butler.
Oh, Dan Bongino. And look at that. Hakeem Joffrey's got highly upset. Black lives matter. That's why. He said all lives matter. Thank you, Dan Bongino. What is Dan Bongino? Is Dan Bongino black? I know he's mixed with something, right? But it does, see, the thing is, it don't matter. See, I'm black, but somewhere down the line, I'm mixed with something. But all lives matter. So Dan Bongino, I'm like really looking forward to it. Dan Bongino so well. And see, this is the reason why they have a problem with the picks, because all of them can handle these Democrats very well. Hey, let me tell you about LFATV.us, LFATV.us. Make sure you go to LFATV.us, support the network. There it is right there, LFATV.us. Go there, support the network. You know, we plan on being in D.C. January for the inauguration, but we need your help. We need your support to make it all happen, make it all possible for us to be live there doing the director reporting from there. And also go over to the shop, pick up your merch. That fight, fight, fight t-shirt is still there. It's almost gone, everybody. It's a collector's item. Great Christmas gifts for everyone in the family, even the liberals. Great discussion piece, right? So make sure you go to LFATV.us, everyone. Make a donation there. Support the network. Same thing with the Rumble Rants. Thank you so much for all of you. God bless you all. And also, don't forget, hit the thumbs up for me. Hit the thumbs up. It helps out with the algorithms. See you tomorrow, everybody, right here on LFA TV US.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.